There's one person you trust.
Tonight, I will be talking about peer pressure and temptation.
There are several people I trust, such as my mom,
and
dad,
how they're basically the same thing because they both end in the same thing most of the time, which is sin.
Let's talk about a few people we should. Let's talk about
all my topics
people we should and shouldn't be,
like the steps
as we discuss
that you
trust.
Go through whenever.
Turn with
you
me
get
to Exodus 32.
In the situation,
and
my first point
one,
is the thought. Your first reaction, you start
and it says,
to think.
Now, when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down
not?
From the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron.
I'm a teenager. I'm starting to get out
to him,
new things. My
come make us a God.
Me, that know, with that going out and doing stuff
us.
Comes great,
up for
a
Moses.
Great responsibility.
And the man he
if
brought up
you think
out of
there's
the land
a bad, if
of
you
Egypt,
think it's going to be a bad
we
decision,
did not know
then don't do it at all.
What has become of him. And Aaron said
to
him, break off the golden earrings, which you... Which
Genesis
are in
chapter 3
years of the wives and your sons and your daughters and bring them to me. So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were on their ears
so
and brought them
this
there
is the temptation
and received
of man. We
the gold from their
Eve,
hand
the serpent and,
and
Adam.
He fashioned it
I'll
with
be focusing an on
engraving
five.
Tool and made
Genesis
a molded
three,
calf.
Five,
and
right
they
now.
Said, this is your
now the serpent
God,
was more cunning
out of
than
the
any
land.
Beast
so
of the
when
field
Aaron saw
which the Lord
it,
God had
he
made.
Built an altar
and he said to the woman,
and Aaron
has God
made
indeed said, you shall not eat
a proclamation
of every tree
and
of the
said,
garden.
Tomorrow
and the
is
woman
a
said
feast
to the serpent,
to the Lord.
We may
then
eat the fruit of
the
trees of
the
garden,
the next day,
but not the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden. God has said,
offering burnt
you shall
offerings,
not eat it, nor you shall touch it, least, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat it,
and the Lord said to Moses,
it, your eyes will be opened,
go
and you
get
will
down,
be like God,
for your people whom you brought out
evil.
Of the land of Egypt have
here,
corrupted themselves. They have
Eve
turned aside quickly
is,
out of
she
the
thought
way
about it for a second,
which I commanded
and
them.
She said,
they
you
made
know,
themselves
this isn't
a molded calf and worshipped
this.
It and sacrificed
but the serpent is
to it,
consistent
and said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people.
And
indeed,
she knows it
is a stiff neck.
The serpent sitting here saying,
it is a stiff neck.
You can do
people.
It. It's not bad. You will not die.
The Israelites had
my
trusted
point
God for a very
is
long
your
time.
Action.
But they had just got impatient. And
your thought leads
didn't
to your action. And your action
God
is
would
the
bring Moses back down to get
main
them out of the
thing that decides how.
These
the
people
whole
are examples of people
end.
We should not strive to be.
And
our trust
here,
in God fails sometimes. We get in a trap
action,
or a snare.
Her
in our
response
life because
is,
we,
no,
it gets
I shouldn't eat
so called
this.
Too hard.
But down in verse 5.
We instead need to remember how God has never let
the
his people down
saying
and never
should.
Will.
And beginning in verse 6.
So
when the woman saw that the
Judas.
Tree was good for
turn
food,
me to Matthew chapter
it was pleasant
26,
to the eyes and a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her and he ate.
It says, then
see,
one of the 12 called Judas
Iscariot of what
went
she
to
did,
the chief priest
she also
and said, what are you willing
Adam
to give me
to eat of the fruit?
If I deliver him to you?
And
they counted out
they
him 30 pieces of silver.
God.
From that time, he sought opportunity to betray him.
That
verse
leads to my
56.
Last point, which
and while he
is
was
the end
still
result.
Speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12,
now,
with the great multitude of swords and clubs, came
like
of the chief priests and the elders of people.
Point two,
now his betrayer had given him a sign, saying, whomever kisses the one
and in this situation,
him. Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, greetings, Rabbi,
and
he kissed him.
Now in Matthew,
but Jesus said to him, friend,
four,
why have you come? Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him.
One,
and suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest
Satan
and cut
and Jesus,
his ear off. But Jesus said to him,
there's
put your
three
sword
trials
in
with
its
Satan
place,
Jesus.
For all who take the sword will perish.
So Jesus
by
was led
sword.
Into the wood,
for,
to the wilderness,
or do you think I cannot now pray
and
to my Father? And he will provide me and
by the devil.
And with more than 12
and when he fasted for
40
days and nights.
Now when
afterward he was hungry.
Now then,
this is
could
when
the scriptures
the
be fulfilled?
Came in
that it must happen.
And
this
told
must
him
happen.
That
in the hour of
if
Jesus
you're the Son of God,
the Lord,
command that these stones
have you
bread.
Come out against a robber with swords
and
clubs to take me?
His response was, "It is written, man shall not live
I
by bread alone, but
daily with you,
by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God."
In the temple.
So in this situation,
and you did not seize me, but all
my
this
points,
was done in the that the scriptures
thought, action,
of the prophets might be fulfilled.
Jesus
then all the disciples
it.
Forsook
he knew that this
him
good.
And fled.
His action was, I should
Judas
do
loved
this.
The Lord, and he even left his family and everything he had just to go with God,
and
with Jesus.
Then the end result
and he
portrayed
him for 30 pieces of silver.
They go
why would
to
you
a different
do
spot.
That? That's not even nothing compared to God.
To be a child again. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him.
Would you want to be that person that loved God for so long?
If you are the son of God, throw yourself down.
But at the end, you just give up for something so worthless as money or fame, which comes and goes. Compared to God, that is nothing. Because God will be there whenever you need him.
You shall not tempt the Lord your God. So again,
third point is Abraham.
He said it wasn't good.
Turn me to Genesis 23:1 and following.
He said, no, you should not tempt me, for I am the Lord your God.
Now, and it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham trial. And said to him,
again, the devil,
and he said, here I am.
Again, the devil
then
took him
said,
up
take
on
your
an
son,
exceedingly high mountain
your only son, Isaac,
and showed him
whom
all
you
the
love,
kingdoms
and go to
of the
world land of Moriah.
And
offer
to
him
all these
there
things
a burnt offering
I will give you
on
if
one
you
of the mountains
down and worship
of which
me.
I shall tell you.
And Jesus said,
Abraham rose early in the morning,
for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.
Two of his young men
and the devil left
him.
And behold, Isaac, his son. Angels came and
he split the wood for the burnt offering,
so here,
and arose and went to the place of
which
God had told
no.
him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted
end,
his eyes and
happened.
Saw the place afar off.
So if you find yourself
and
in
Abraham
this situation,
said to his young men,
like
stay here with the donkey,
and,
Jesus, the lad, and I will
and
go yonder and worship.
At first, you're like, yeah.
And we will come back to you.
No, I shouldn't
so Abraham
do this,
took the wood of the burnt offering.
Your friends are like, come on, man, you got to do it. And then you give in.
Isaac, his son.
You'll end up
and took
like
the fire
Eve,
in his hand.
And it will turn into sin.
And the
but,
knife.
Or you could be
and
like
the
Jesus.
The two of them went together.
And stay
but
persistent
Isaac spoke
with your
to
answer.
Abraham,
and not give
father,
in.
And said, my father.
And everything
he said,
will be
here
right.
I am, my son.
Let us
then he
pray.
Then he said,
Father,
look,
thank you for
the
this
fire
day.
In the wood,
thank you for letting
but
us
where's
all come
the lamb
here
for the burnt offering?
Thank you for letting
and Abraham
us,
said
young man,
to him,
get up here
God will provide,
and lead this worship
provide
service.
For himself and the,
thank you
the lamb
for
the burnt offering. So the two of them
thank you
went
for
together.
Our blessings
then
life.
They came to the place which God
please
had told them, and Abraham
and
built an altar, an altar where he had told them. And he placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar up on the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay upon his son. But the angel of the Lord called him from heaven, saying, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Are you going to be like Abraham, who loved God with all of his heart? He gave up his son that he had at 100 years old. He loved him so much. And he loved God and trusted him. Can you imagine the love and faith Abraham had? We should be like Abraham, where it does not matter what we are going through. We should always be trusting in God no matter what happens in our life. God has never broken promises. Some examples or the great flood that covered the earth. God put a rainbow in the sky as a visible promise after the flood that he would never flood the earth again. He has kept that promise. Another one is Exodus 6 and the following. God promised that he would deliver the children of Israel out of bondage and bring them to the promised land. The Israelites faced toils and snares and gave up on God. But God fulfilled the promise and delivered them to Canaan's land. God will never give up on us. So why should we give up on him? So who are you going to be like? Are you going to be like the Israelites who give up when it gets a little hard in life and you can't feel like you can push through it? Are you going to be like Judas, for just a little bit of money betrayed his friend, master, and father in heaven? Or are you going to be like Abraham, who trusted God even though it meant sacrificing his only son? Who are you going to be like? If you feel like you've turned away from God or need the prayers of the church, or if you've never put on Christ in baptism, I implore you now to come as we stand and as we sing.